Let's just pray, shall we, before we look at God's word. Father God, may our minds and our hearts be ready for what you have to say to us today. Maybe we be humble enough to listen and to learn. And speak to us, Father, through your Spirit. Amen. Today we're looking at Zacchaeus. Last week we looked at Luke 18, at the rich young ruler. And today I thought it would be good to look at Luke 19, another man who met Jesus. Now there are two different types of people in the world. You can just cut them right down the middle. There are the people that say Zacchaeus, and there are the people that say Zacchaeus. It doesn't matter which you are. I'm not going to judge you. I'm a Zacchaeus man. Sorry if you're a Zacchaeus man. You're probably going to get on your nerves. Have you ever climbed a tree? Have you ever climbed a tree? Come on, be honest. Have you ever climbed a tree? It might have been a long time ago for some of you. It's a lot of fun, isn't it? Climbing tree. John's climbed a little tree before. I have spent many time climbing trees as well. It is a lot of fun. Some trees are good for climbing. Some trees aren't good for climbing. But it's in the finding out that you have the fun. Zacchaeus was not climbing a tree for fun, was he? As we found out, he climbed a tree for a different reason. I'm going to move this over here so that I don't have to keep coming back. Zacchaeus climbed a tree. That's the biggest thing you remember the story. I'm going to suggest that's not the place we should start looking at the story. Forgive me. We're going to look at the end first, and that might help us understand everything that leads up to it. So right at the end, Jesus says this. The climax of the Zacchaeus story is that Jesus says, "The Son of Man has come to seek and to save the lost." That is what it is all about. That's the purpose of Jesus. Generally, you read through the Gospel of Luke, that's the big action plan, Jesus' big mission. It kind of makes you think of the actual search and rescue teams that you hear about on the news, the official kind of mountain rescue people, like Sylvester Stallone in the 90s hit thriller Cliffhanger. Not quite like that, but that's the kind of idea. He said, "I have come to seek and to save the lost." Jesus was on a search and rescue. So from that perspective, this isn't so much a story about Zacchaeus climbing a tree. It's more a story about Jesus, about how Jesus managed to track down Zacchaeus. Jesus was like a search and rescue officer. He tracked him down and stopped him from being lost. Hopefully, if we go back through the passage now with that in mind, we'll have a look at verse 1 and we'll see that picture kind of filling out as we go. Because it says Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. It starts off with Jesus passing through Jericho. Why was he passing through quite like this? I mean, those of us who maybe know the bigger story in the Bible know that he's actually on his way to Jerusalem to voluntarily be captured and killed. But for some reason, he deliberately passed through Jericho in the way that he did. Well, we know why, don't we? He was on a search and rescue. Why did he walk down that particular street? There's probably many streets to go down. Why did he look up at that particular tree? In verse 5, it actually makes a bit of an implication. It says, when Jesus reached the spot, as if there was a specific place he was getting to. Why did he do that? Because he was on a search and rescue. Why did he know Zacchaeus by name? It's interesting. That's what happens, isn't it? He looks up and says, "Zacchaeus, come down." Even though Zacchaeus had never met Jesus before in his life. Don't you find that amazing? That's something I just kind of realized as I was looking through the passage. We focus so much on Zacchaeus, and it's clear to see the lengths that little Zacchaeus went through to see Jesus. All that running ahead and jumping over the crowd, as you'd imagine, and climbing a tree. But when you stop and think about it, you think about the lengths that Jesus went through to meet Zacchaeus. Before Zacchaeus even got up that morning, Jesus had planned to find him. This was a search and rescue. So as we think about that, think about the story from that perspective of a search and rescue, I'd like us just to bring out 2 points. It's not going to take a long time. First of all, I wanted to recognize that it's okay to be Zacchaeus. It's okay to be Zacchaeus as well. And two, the church does search and rescue too. Maybe it should be the church's search and rescue as well. I don't know. We can talk about that later. So the first big point is the fact that it's okay to be like Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus gets kind of labelled as a bit of a meanie, doesn't he, quite often in the children's stories. A meanie that has a change of heart. But I'd like to maybe focus just on that little thing that happens when you read about Zacchaeus at the beginning. He wanted to see Jesus. That's what he wanted. And there's something very interesting in that. The story of Zacchaeus, is actually the fourth in a series of stories about people who wanted to see Jesus. So when you look back in chapter 18, if you have a Bible with you, you can see and scan through. I've put a little summary here. You can see four different stories, one after the other, of people who wanted to see Jesus. And it makes us realize that actually, we all approach Jesus in a different kind of way. So Zacchaeus is just one of them. First of all, in chapter 18, the first group of people you get is little children. And you can go back and read it yourself, but basically, these little children were either brought by their mums and dads or whatever, or wanted to see Jesus for themselves. And that was okay. Jesus welcomed them. They were innocent and they were keen. And Jesus thought that was okay. The next, if you were here at the service last week, Pete dealt with the rich young ruler. He wanted to see Jesus as well. He strode right up in front of all the crowds and had a public debate with him. He was overconfident and very sure of himself, which is why Jesus took him down a peg. And unfortunately, he went away sad. But he was still desperate to see Jesus, still desperate to ask him some questions. And the next person, we've kind of skipped over this, but it's an amazing story. The blind beggar, who was sat at the side of the road as Jesus was walking into Jerusalem. And so it's almost just before this happened, he was shouting, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And the crowds are saying, "Shh, Jesus doesn't want to hear that." But he was desperate. So he just kept shouting. He wanted Jesus' attention. And he got it. He was desperate. And so finally, Zacchaeus comes at the end of these four people. And you see that he too wanted to see Jesus. But in a very different kind of way. He wanted to see Jesus. He could have pushed through the crowds. The crowds weren't a problem in terms of getting to meet him. You can realize that the tricky thing that Zacchaeus wanted to do is he wanted to see Jesus, but probably without being seen. He didn't want to meet him. He just wanted to see Jesus for himself. That's why he climbed a tree. A tricky thing to see somebody without being seen. Kind of makes me think he was a bit of a shy, hesitant, maybe even skeptical. And you know what? That was okay as well. There's four different types of people. There's probably more different approaches to Jesus. I'm sure there is. But just in a summary, we can see that these few. There's the innocent people, the innocent but keen. The overconfident, the people that think they have all the answers already. And there's the desperate, just desperately need help. And there's the hesitant, the shy or skeptical. How do you approach Jesus? How do you approach this whole Christian faith thing? There's no right or wrong way. Very much it probably just depends on your personality. But what is, I guess, true about all these approaches, when you look at it through the perspective that I've been talking about, is that before you approach Jesus, he is already wanting to meet with you. Isn't that amazing? He's making plans to do so, as he did with Zacchaeus. Before you approach Jesus, he is already wanting to meet with you. So maybe you are a Zacchaeus. Maybe you are curious, or maybe worried about getting too involved, and you'd like to just keep him at a distance. If you're here this morning and you haven't made a decision to follow Jesus, can I just say, that's okay. It's fine. It's great that you're here. It's great that you're coming back. Please keep coming, finding out more about Jesus, finding out what it means to follow him. I'm sure we really hope and long that this church is a place where people can find out about Jesus clearly, can see him for themselves without any unnecessary pressures or obstacles. It's okay to be like Zacchaeus. It's not a problem. But can I also say, a bit of a warning, I guess, that just like Zacchaeus and those other people, Jesus wants to meet with you. Oh, we've got an injury. Poor thing. Some of you might have been at church for a few years and managed to put off speaking to Jesus personally. Well, the Zacchaeus truth is that he does want to meet with you. It's okay to be shy, to stay in that tree, but at some point, he will want to speak to you. He can't help it. It's in his job description. He's the search and rescue guy. He's gracious and compassionate. He's patient. But at the same time, he really wants to find and save the lost. So maybe you're a Zacchaeus, and that's okay. And my second point this morning, as I'd like to say, is that the church does search and rescue too. The church is called to be like Jesus. We're called to search and rescue. It's our job because it's his job. He's our leader, our king. The same lost people that he searches for, we should be searching for. So the innocent, the overconfident, the bossy, the desperate, the hesitant, they're all searching for Jesus. Because of God's mysterious purposes, I don't know why he does it, he's put responsibility on his church, on you and on me, to actually go and make disciples of Jesus, to make followers of him. I guess in a way we're kind of like the matchmakers in the middle of these stories like Zacchaeus. We're the people that introduce Zacchaeus to Jesus, Jesus, Zacchaeus, and then hopefully something blossoms. So I guess the question we need to ask ourselves as we look at this story of search and rescue and we look and think, how are we going to be involved? The question is, are we creating the right environment for people to come to know Jesus? With our lives, with our church, how easy do we make it for people to see Jesus, to bring about that first encounter? Or if you'll forgive me, I'll use a very fitting and maybe even twee metaphor. If we, the church, let's say, are the tree that people climb, just like Zacchaeus, to see Jesus, then the question is, how easy are we to climb? Some trees are easier to climb than others. A little break just now. We'll have a look at some trees. You have a look and look with me and tell me. Do you think we could do this one? What do you think? I think it's a pretty good. I think it's like an oak tree or something. And you can see that, depending on how big it is, there's quite a leap up from the ground. You see, you might need to get on someone's shoulders first. But once you're up there, I think you'd be do just fine. What do you think? I'm not going to ask you, actually. There's some very looks of fear in you. You're not going to ask me. I've got a bad back. But this is an apple tree. You've got the same problem again. But do you think which the first one would be better? Second one? Yeah, it's not too big. I think that'll be all right. Again, if you've got the upper arm strength to get to that first branch, you'll be fine. That's a good climber, isn't it? You can see there, the way that they actually go up kind of diagonally means you could kind of crawl right to the top until the branches start to wobble. You could do that. Any one of you here could get up that tree. Don't even try a silver birch. Don't even try it. There's no point. You wouldn't even know where to start unless you're shimmying. Who can shimmy that? That's just a joke. Don't try a bonsai. Don't ever try a bonsai. Just end in tears. Sorry, that was silly. I don't even know why I did that. The truth is, some trees are easier and harder than others. Some have spindly thin branches, or branches that start way up there you can never get to. Some trees are easy, the large, low down branches that slope upward slowly that you can really get onto, or you can attach a rope swing onto. That's for another time. And so, with that metaphor in mind, we ask the question of ourselves, are we easy to climb so that people can see Jesus? What can we do to make it easier for people to see Jesus? Maybe afterwards. I'll save questions to the end. Is that all right? Because sometimes we do make it difficult, if we're being honest, if we reflect on ourselves. Even in the passage here, as you read, we can see that there was attitudes going around, the people's attitudes that was a problem for Zacchaeus. There was a social stigma attached to him. You see it in verse 7. People are saying, Jesus has gone to hang out with sinners. Ugh. I don't know. We don't know why they labeled him a sinner, to be honest. People speculate it was because of his job, or even his height, or the fact that he was a cheat, which probably wouldn't do good for many people. But regardless, people didn't want to associate with him, and they would rather that Jesus didn't as well. If it was down to them, down to the crowd, Zacchaeus would not have had his light lunch date with Jesus. I mean, maybe that's not your problem, but it's a common one as I'm thinking about it. The issue of prejudging somebody is not really church material. I think we've all done that, haven't we? I know I have. But there are other things that we need to look at ourselves and ask. How can we be a tree that is easy to climb? To be a person following Jesus? To be a church in which people find it easy to meet with Jesus? It's a challenging but exciting opportunity. And the truth is, there's no easy way to end. I struggled about how to end this sermon because really, from this question, there's an awful lot of self-reflection has to go on, an awful lot of questions, a lot of discussion, and a lot of intentional decisions. It means my sermon is going to end quite abruptly. I'm sorry. It's not going to be a nice kind of close off. But, I mean, if I could have it my way, I would set you all homework. You'd have to write a 1,000-word essay on the intentional missiology of the life of the church. I want it by next week on my desk. But I won't. I'm joking. But it's serious, I guess. It's not easy being part of Jesus' search and rescue team. But it's so sorely needed. Isn't it right? The amount of Zacchaeuses and rich young rulers that we know, and children, and desperate beggars that we know in our lives. It's sorely needed. There are people out there, just like Zacchaeus, who are lost, and we can help them meet Jesus. And what a privilege as well, if you think about it, to see Jesus change lives the way he transformed Zacchaeus. That is what the church, that's what this church was made to do. What an amazing thing to be a tree that is easy to climb. To be a church where it's easy for people to find Jesus. That's a prayer that we can carry on with. We can take with us. Isn't that right?